Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast Urology for Everyone. I am Dr. Girish Nilvigi, urologist and andrologist from Nilvigi Multispeciality and Urology Hospital in Bangalore. Today I want to discuss a very common topic which affects both the young and the old, and the males and the females, and people in all parts of our country and outside: kidney failure. More specifically, I will be speaking on a specific treatment for kidney failure, that is dialysis. I'm sure most of you have heard of the word dialysis. Now, I'll give a little more information on this. What is dialysis? Dialysis is a process where the impurities in your blood are removed by a machine, and the machine puts back the pure blood in the patient's body. Now, why is it needed? We should know that our kidneys are responsible for purification of our blood. Our kidneys, they remove the toxins from the blood and give the body back clean blood. That's how we survive. However, for many reasons, our kidneys do not function optimally. In such cases, our body is full of toxins and the patient will have problems. In such situation, hospitals have machines called dialyzing machines, which do the work that the kidney is supposed to do. The only difference is these machines are in the hospital, and the patient has to go to the hospital, connect him to tubes to the machine, and the machine does the job of the kidney. This is dialysis. Next question is, who needs dialysis? As I already told, when our kidneys stop functioning, we need dialysis. Now, why do our kidneys stop functioning? The commonest reason why our kidneys stop functioning is damage to the kidneys because of diabetes and hypertension. All over the world, diabetes is the number one disease that damages the kidneys. And in India, we have got 65 million diabetics, and everyone is at risk if the diabetes is not controlled. There are other reasons why kidneys get damaged. For example, infections of the kidney which are severe, stones in the kidney which obstruct the kidney and are not treated, cancers of the kidney where the kidneys have to be removed, and some autoimmune diseases of the kidney which affect all ages, and there is no specific treatment for such diseases. There are many other causes for the kidney damage, but these are the common ones. So the next question is, how does a patient know that he or she has kidney damage? Initially, it is impossible to know. Only a blood test will pick up signs of kidney damage. However, as the disease advances, the patient may have swelling of the face, swelling of the feet, decreased urine output, bloating sensation in the abdomen, lack of appetite, lack of energy, little bit of nausea, and as the disease progresses, vomiting and no urine output. This is how the disease progresses. However, in the early stages, lab tests detect kidney damage by the doctors detected by doing a test called serum creatinine, and also the levels of protein in the urine are very sensitive to detect kidney damage. How is dialysis done? As I already told, it's almost always done in hospitals. Rarely, there are some dialyzing machines which are ambulant, which are taken to patient's home, but almost always it's a hospital procedure. The patient is connected to a machine called dialyzing machine. The blood, impure blood from the patient flows into the machine. There is a filter in the machine which cleans the blood and pumps it back to the patient. The entire procedure takes about 3 to 4 hours, and at the end of the procedure, the patient can go back home. Typically, dialysis is done 3 times per week. But in our country, because of various reasons like availability, financial resources, etc., many patients opt for twice a week dialysis. Another common question that most of the patients ask me is, once a dialysis is started, can it ever be stopped? I don't want to start on dialysis because they say, once it starts, we cannot stop it. Well, this is a wrong notion. If the kidneys are temporarily damaged, dialysis is done on a temporary basis. The kidneys improve and then the dialysis is stopped. So there is no need to be on a permanent dialysis. However, if the kidneys are permanently damaged, for example, because of hypertension, diabetes, etc., in that case, the dialysis will be on a permanent basis. Because once you stop the dialysis, you will go back to your routine problematic state, like having nausea, vomiting, bloating sensation, facial swelling, etc. So in such situation, the dialysis is permanent. So this is a short overview of dialysis. However, since this topic is a very large one, I will be speaking on the various types of dialysis and how to get vascular access for dialysis, what are the catheters, and also those patients who do not want dialysis, they can opt for kidney transplantation. I will be speaking on all these topics in my subsequent podcasts. So that's all for now. Thank you very much for listening to me. This is Dr. Girish Nilivigi signing off.